Let's welcome in the live chat Guy Fawkes and Mr. Nature. And yeah, let's just start with today's episode. Quick look at the market today. Bitcoin price is 6,392, minus 0.2%. Ethereum price 441, almost no change since yesterday. Total market cap is 253 billion. Bitcoin dominance still around 43.3%, and total 24-hour trading volume is 12.3 billion. Today, the overall market is relatively stable with mixed red and green numbers for different cryptocurrencies. And as for the crypto news today, crypto fiat payments firm TokenPay has announced a partnership between them and Litecoin Foundation. Part of this deal is that the Litecoin Foundation will have a 10% stake in the German WEG Bank. Idea behind the deal and the partnership is that the Litecoin Foundation will assist in projects like a TokenPay cryptocurrency and blockchain and decentralized exchange, and TokenPay's asset management, the WEG Bank fintech platform, and the so-called multi-signature transaction engine for merchant payments. The CEO of the WEG Bank had stated that although he regards the bank as a conservative institution, he also believes that modern payment methods are inevitable for future banking. TokenPay is in the process of acquiring the rest of the WEG Bank shares, but this still needs to be approved by the German regulators. On the news, Litecoin price went above $80 after the news, but has already corrected somewhat just below 80 once again. We have actually several news coming out of the hardware wallet firm Ledger. First, Ledger announced that they have launched their new desktop application, Ledger Live. Until now, Ledger Nano S and Ledger Blue Wallet users had to interact with their devices by using several Chrome browser plugins. Instead, now, with the Ledger Live software, it will be possible to manage all your wallets like a multi-crypto wallet software, but secured with your Ledger device. ERC-20 tokens are not yet supported, but there are plans for future support. The new application should make the user experience better for experienced users as well as beginners in crypto. Other news about Ledger was the announcement that they sold 1 million hardware wallets in 2017, and they reported a profit of $29 million. Earlier this year, they were able to raise $75 million for a Series B funding, of which Tim Draper's VC fund was one of the larger contributors. Ledger is planning to raise yet another funding round later this year, for which firms like Samsung, Siemens, and Google have expressed interest. The company wishes to expand into institutional solutions for wallet security besides the retail sale of wallet devices. One of the larger browser makers, Opera, has announced the launch of their new Android browser in private beta. This new version will have a built-in crypto wallet and offers Ethereum API support. The idea is that it will be much easier for users to interact with cryptocurrency networks, blockchains, and dApps. They can do so natively from within a simple user-friendly browser interface without opening a new browser screen or using plugins. Opera stated that they are making their browser software ready for the decentralized web 3.0. Another advantage of the Opera Android browser is the cryptocurrency miner protection included in their ad blocker option that is available since January. By the way, you can now also catch these crypto news flash episodes and other updates on our podcast channel via our channel anchor.fm.bitcoinforbeginners, and we are also available on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Then an interesting revelation came from Sergey Brin, and that's one of Google's co-founders and currently president of Google's parent company. Last Sunday, he told visitors of a blockchain summit in Morocco that he and his 10-year-old son are also mining Ethereum, and that he is very impressed by various aspects of the technology and networks of cryptocurrencies and blockchain. Even though Google has been a lead innovator since Internet's early days of mass adoption, Sergey admits that Google itself might not be engaging enough in the crypto space, as the company banned crypto ads since June this year, which has been highly criticized by crypto communities. Let's see if the Google's co-founder positive stance on crypto may change Google's ad policies. Ripple Company announced changes in their senior management. First is the appointment of a senior vice president of business and corporate development. For this position, Ripple hired Kahina van Dijk. She has been a financial and payment partnerships director for Facebook since 2016. The other announcement was that the well-known Ripple chief cryptographer, David Schwartz, has been promoted to the position of chief technology officer. Despite the positive announcements about the Ripple personnel, the Ripple company also has to deal with at least two lawsuits that were filed against the company related to accusations of illegal securities offering of the XRP token that was issued and sold by Ripple. We talked about the issue earlier this week in BFB's Crypto's New Flash. Mobile phone manufacturer HTC, that announced to produce a blockchain-based mobile phone earlier this year, has now announced they will launch the device by the end of 2018. The company is in dire need of having a new success product because HTC is facing declining sales as of recently. The new blockchain-powered HTC Exodus device will have the ability to interact with Ethereum, ERC-20 tokens, and dApps. Also, it will have the formerly very popular Ethereum game CryptoKitties natively built into the device. The HTC Exodus is going to compete with another blockchain-enabled device that is announced to launch soon as well, the Fini phone that is being developed by the company Serene Labs. One of the features of this phone is a dual-screen ability that will enable showing sensitive information like private keys on a second screen that would be harder to access by screen scraper's malware. Both phones are supposed to launch this year, and we are very interested to see the new functions that these blockchain-enabled phones will offer to consumers. Then already the last news of today. Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin recently made viral statements during an interview at a TechCrunch event where he wished centralized exchanges would go burn in hell and that he hoped decentralized exchanges would take over as soon as possible. He accused centralized exchanges to be greedy because of the $10 to $15 million fees that projects have to pay to become listed on those exchanges. CEO of centralized exchange Binance, Changpeng Zhao, came in the defense on Twitter and said, quote, "Let's not wish others to burn in hell. Let's have a bigger heart and appreciate the fact that we are part of an ecosystem, not independent projects," end quote. He pointed out that the crypto industry would probably be 10 times smaller than it is now if it weren't fiat exchanges, and people are now mostly choosing for centralized exchanges over decentralized exchanges. This is clearly visible in daily trading volume on various exchanges. Major reasons for that is the user-friendliness of centralized exchanges in terms of customer support when, for example, users lose their authentication credentials. And also, decentralized exchanges are not necessarily safer yet, according to Zhao. This seemed also demonstrated by the hack of Banker earlier this week, which was supposed to be a decentralized exchange, but critics came out, among them Litecoin founder Charlie Lee, that believed Banker wasn't even so decentralized because they were able to freeze funds, while one of the key features of decentralization is that supposed to be censorship resistant. Binance CEO Zhao did say that he too is a proponent of decentralization, but believes that it is better achieved in small steps rather than big steps. Okay, a few shoutouts to the live chat, to Josiah Pham as well, Dog Lips, hello, hello, Marcus 1552 Crypto. Josiah says, Ledger Live, nice, wonder if Treasure will come up with something similar. Dog Lips says, hello, and Marcus says, the only way is down, ouch. Yes, cryptocurrency markets have been a bit bearish the last 2 days indeed. Well, that was it for today's episode of BFB Crypto News Flash. Join us tomorrow again for your daily crypto news digest. If you want to get notifications when we have our next episode, so you can stay up to date with the latest crypto news, subscribe and click the bell button. Also, stay with us and be sure to watch one of our videos next. For now, I wish you all a great rest of your day. Take care and see you all next time.